Hi everybody, this is Ron Ametron from the Creation Light Ship, and today is Friday, the last day of the week. At least for most people, it's the last day of the week. And tomorrow is Saturday, and we have Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So if you're interested in having some Light Ship healings, we'll do that tomorrow night, where we actually go to the Light Ship, and we do that the first part of the hour for probably about 10 minutes. And we'd love to have some questions tonight, or maybe some answers from you, too, if you want to give some answers. It's up to you, but you can call in tonight. We have a sponsor on tonight, Ann. So, Ann, are you out there?
I am, Ron. Good evening, and thank you so much for having me on the show. I really enjoy it. And I have the telephone number for BBS for people who may want to call in and ask a question tonight. So I'll say that now, and then I'll say it a couple of more times during the evening. The phone number is 888-228-4494.
That sounds pretty easy. So let's start with some healing here.
Okay.
Let's do a emotional clearing for everybody since today's Friday, then we'll do a feeling body and trauma. So here's emotional. So 5 days ago, cleared. I'm yawning. 4 days cleared. It's getting worse. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a sensory body. Oh, man, that was really bad shape. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'm getting to do probably an anger body. Maybe somebody had a bad week with somebody. So that one feels pretty heart-wrenching here. So here we go. 5 days. Oh, boy. Oh, man. 5 days cleared. Yawning. Wow. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. And do that one again. 3 days cleared. Doing some more here. And start over again. This is rough. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. Man, 3 days is hard to get past here. Oh, boy. Somebody out there had a rough time. Okay, there, that's clearing now. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okie dokie. So let's see what we have here. Let's do a judgment body. That might be better for some people. So 5 days cleared. Oh, man. Well, 4 days cleared. A lot of stuff's happening. This has been a rough week for somebody. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Okay, let's get rid of some entities here. If we're in judgment here and anger, there's probably a lot of entities that just wanted to hop on board. So let's get these things out of us here. So here we go. Get an entity out that hop in, 5 days ago? Oh, man. This is almost as bad as doing the Sunday marathon events here. Man, a lot of stuff. We have one of those coming up this Sunday also, which is your physical body and nervous system rejuvenation. It's 8 hours in length. A wonderful time. It feels like about maybe a half an hour real time. And it starts at 10 o'clock PST. So here we go. Entities for Monday coming out. Oh, man. Okay. 4 days. Okay. It'll probably be actually on Sunday. So here we go. 4 days ago because we go down to zero, which would be today here. So here we go. You can just count backwards, too. Actually, it's going back 6 days. Oh, man, these entities feel like their lower waist area, maybe second chakra, first chakra, hip joint, something like that here. Oh, man, I feel like neck problems, too. Whoa. Remember, they bring to you their experiences. So normally when you have an experience, they also recognize that and come into us, finding a home. And if they like the home, then they settle in. And as long as you're having an experience of something and they like what is going on, they probably won't leave you. There we go. 3 days now. So it's good to have entities taken away. Oh, man. Oh, I'm feeling like jaw energy here. Anybody out there have a toothache or something? Wow. Get rid of these things. Remember, if you have pain, the entities can bring you pain more than what you initially would have in your body. This is why it's so good to get entities out of you. And what I will say is if you want to know more about healings, or at least have an experience of what we're up against here, and maybe why it's, we'll just say, difficult to have a healing that you'd like to have instantly when you request one, although that does happen, is to listen to the show that we had last Friday. And it's a very good show. You might want to write that date down of last Friday to go back and listen to the archive on it. I think it's a great show for anybody to listen to. And the date on that, I'm trying to locate it here.
It was August 28th.
28th, okay.
Yeah. Just pulled out my little calendar.
Yeah, that's
there.
Great. Because it's just a wonderful show. We did about 30 healings just for one particular issue, which happens. Okay, let's go here. Second day. Going back with entities. So entities can give you a lot of pain. Remember, let's say for that toothache, for instance, you first have your body radiating this energy out. So it's like putting out this radio wave. And all the entities around had a tooth problem. And who knows, maybe you work next to a dentist office, you know, and you have a toothache. And all of a sudden you're going to be bringing up all these entities that are waiting in his office to come into you. Or to come into people that are coming in there because they have a toothache, because they need a home. And they've resonated with that. Maybe they got in a car accident, and in the process of the car accident, maybe they had their jaw broken or some teeth having problems. Maybe it's all in the same basic area. And the body died. And this entity now is going along around with maybe a broken jaw or maybe teeth missing or something and having all this pain. And it's now looking for that pain, because that's what it knows. All it knows is, man, I need some help here. And it knows that its past body that it body hopped in, excuse me, its past body that it lived in, also ones that it body hopped in, the body eventually got healed from that pain. So the entity then got out of pain, the emotional body. This is kind of the way it works. Does that make sense to you, Ann? Am I saying that properly?
Yes. And you reminded me that perhaps, is this a good time for me to share something?
I'm now starting 1 day ago. That would
okay.
be Thursday. So go ahead. Yeah, you can talk.
Okay. I find that I've learned, and you reminded me with the fact that you were yawning as you were doing these clearings, that I've come to really understand and feel in my body that I have been attacked or joined by entities. One of the main ways I know is I all of a sudden feel very tired, and I start to yawn. And I've tried to be really vigilant now, and I just don't stand for that. If all of a sudden, for no reason, I'm yawning in the middle of the day or something, or the morning, and I just don't feel good or I feel off, I immediately stop what I'm doing, and I do my best getting into my spirit. I use the pendulum to make sure I'm cleared and work at that and make sure that they leave me by connecting to my spirit. But I do know right away when I picked up something, perhaps from being out or whatever.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand it. They don't know why they're going through an experience, and it's not really their own experience. It's just something is controlling them, we'll say. And then you're on this roller coaster ride because the entity wants to have fun with you.
Right, and the quicker you know it.
Clearings that we do, even the sample ones do work, you can start to realize how bad off you are. Not trying to be real negative here, but you start realizing that, yeah, there is hope for your life, you know, as you have more clearings now, because then you become more conscious. And that's what it's all about, is becoming more spirit conscious with who you really are. And then you can use that energy from your spirit once it comes more fully into you to, you know, give yourself relief. Otherwise, I think just most people just go along life. They wake up in the morning. They have a routine. You know, maybe they might have cereal or eggs or a waffle or something, and maybe it's the same thing every day. Maybe they, have a different rotation of food, and you're kind of in a program, you know. And then from there, you get in your car, unless you have a bicycle and you're close by to your work. Well, so you'll probably drive to work, unless you're in New York, you take the subway. But I think everywhere else, you have a car. And maybe you drive for an hour to work and, you know, to try to race the clock because you might be a little bit late. And then you get to work and it's just a routine. You know, you're just doing a routine every day, you know, being on that treadmill. And so you're actually being controlled by everything around you. And it's, you know, then the weekend comes and, you know, you go, wow, now I can relax. Well, you may have chores to do on the weekend. So you're actually being put to work more. And some people, you know, they want to go out on a vacation. And so you get in your car and maybe you drive the highway, the freeway or something. Maybe you want to leave maybe Friday night and you want to get to your destination. Maybe you get there at 2 o'clock in the morning and maybe you have a little tent or something. And you stay there and you wake up the next morning and look around and 300 feet from you is one of your neighbors. You know, and you go, wow. They're out here too, you know. They wanted to get away. So you really can't get away from anything because everybody's going to the same place you want to go to. That's kind of funny. I know you probably all had that experience, thinking you're going to get away from everything. And all you did was just change the scenery a little bit, and you see people that you know. So anyway, but that's kind of what people have. They live maybe for the weekend or something. And then they're back on the treadmill on Monday again. And, you know, it's kind of sad how we're stuck here trying to survive monetarily to keep ends afloat. And if you look at it, I don't know where I'm going with this here, but, you know, typically I think most people might get, if they're lucky, you know, maybe a week to a two-week vacation. So you work 50, you know, weeks to have 2 weeks off, and you probably spend part of that time just traveling to get the heck out, you know, wherever you're going to. Or maybe you have to spend a week to play catch up for the whole year to weed your garden or something, you know, and then you have a week off and then you come back to work and you're exhausted. So anyway, that's just the way life is here. But the clearings that we have, getting back to that, do work, and it gives you the time to kind of not get controlled as much, to live more in the moment. Otherwise, you're on that treadmill. And just by stepping off of it, you can still work, being in the moment and enjoying what you're doing. And I think most people don't understand that. They're just on that treadmill, not understanding that there is a better way of living. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, you know, are, you know, have different addictions for the weekend, you know. You know, maybe they go out and get a keg of beer or something, you know, and get polluted, maybe watching the sports or something on TV, you know. And it's just kind of a sad thing to try to escape, not knowing that you can escape by going into the present moment with your spirit. And then everything drops away. So you don't have to escape by getting messed up in your head, because your spirit will leave you too when that happens. You know, that's what people normally do, is they'll take something to numb themselves out. And you can have that energy with your spirit to not be numbed out and be in the moment, and then get your body rejuvenated without having a hangover. So I just finished today. So So I'll turn it back over to you, Anne, if you want to add anything there.
Well, I would just like to add that every morning I do the entity clearing on myself. I actually did it online. I know several times I phoned you, and you and I did the healing together while you were on the phone, and I love doing that. But the entity clearing healing, which is online, is so important that I just feel, as I said, I usually feel and can tell if I've been if I've had something attach itself to me. But just in case, I do it every morning anyway. And I did go to a new place.
Yes, the entity clearing then.
Right.
Correct?
The entity clearing, yes. And because I did go to a new place.
Yes. That's a great thing.
Right. I went to a new place yesterday, and I thought I was okay, but then this morning, I just didn't want to get out of bed, and I felt like a little low and like, oh, I can't even face this day. And then I realized, wait a minute, where is that coming from? There's no reason for that. And I just came right to my computer and turned on the entity clearing, and I felt better instantly.
Yeah.
So I really recommend that one very highly.
Works, you know, because it's these things do come into us here. So anything on the fast chat we need to cover, Ed? Is your computer up and working?
It is, and I apologize because I didn't put it on initially, but I do see that Ren had a request for grief and loss clearing.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
So, let's see here. Grief and loss. Boy, let me think what to do with that one. I don't have that listed on the website here, I don't think. So,
right.
We'll just create
maybe
one
it's
here.
Sadness, the infinite sadness. We could do
sadness would be a really good one.
A sample
on that one. Thank you. So, here we go. We'll go back 5 days for infinite sadness. This is like true despair here, I think. So, 5 days ago. Wow, this is heavy. Clearing this out here. So like I say, if you listen to the show for the first time here, you're going to notice that it may sound a little negative to you because you think, gee, all the other shows that I listen to, maybe on the internet, are all positive and they tell you how wonderful we are and what a great life it is and how, you know, blah, 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 you know. And what we do here is take away the stuff. So we don't tell you how great you are. Although you are that, but, you know, I'm like a junk collector of stuff. I could use another word there, but we know what that is. But so what we do is take away these energies so that you're able to come more into peace. And this is what we always try to do here, get you to connect to your spirit. This is why this program is on, to give you spirit integration and to show you there is another way of doing the process without being connected to something outside of yourself, which is the darkness. And remember, everything starts from inside. And here we go. I'll go back to 4 days here. Pretty heavy clearing. So the infinite sadness one is just for what it says there. That's complete despair. It could be from anything. Maybe being too emotional, upset. Emotionally upset, I mean, not emotional, but emotionally upset. It could be maybe losing somebody in your life, maybe somebody passed over. Hopefully they had the death barcode clearing and some other clearings, too, to keep from reincarnating. But aside from that, also maybe just losing a partner in relationship or something. There we go, 3 days, or maybe a pet or animal or something. So, you know, we get ourselves emotionally tied up into something. What I can say is that some people think that you have to give out love energy to feel that you're being loved, okay? And that happens to a lot of people. And then all of a sudden, at some point, they're not being, you know, filled up with love because they're giving so much out. And then they get really angry at the person that they've been giving their love to because that person is not reciprocating and giving them back the love that they gave them. So now they're really angry, and then that puts them into a tailspin. The love energy is freely given, just like the light gives you free love. And it's not emotional love, though, and it's not a clinging love, but it's an infinite supply of that. We're here where we give out emotional love. We expect to have something back in return. this is probably why a lot of relationships kind of go sour, because the person gives and gives and gives and gives and gives with their time and energy, and then all of a sudden they realize that this person is not on the same wavelength as them, and maybe they love getting the energy, but they don't know how to give it back. And so all of a sudden the relationship goes sour, and then the person finds someone else that they could do the same thing to because they're used to it as a pattern. Remember, we're all running patterns here from your natal chart and other things. Okay, we're on the second day now, and this is probably why things are happening. Another thing is that you could be getting energies taken away from you from the courting of the earth here. And that can cause you problems, too. It can be draining you out by the grid lines here. So there's quite a bit that works with you. The reason why I mention grid lines is because sometimes people get stuck in a location and they can't physically move. And then all of a sudden they're drained and they become homebodies and they just feel dysfunctional, or they, you know, go to work, like I said earlier, like a robot, because the grid lines are holding you there. And you wonder why you can't get ahead, why you can't get another job, because the grid lines through your natal chart is actually keeping you there. And then maybe it's bringing in sadness. Maybe you're connected to something, or maybe something connected to you from the earth of infinite sadness. And this could also be, you know, why people, too, also move around a lot. You know, on the other hand, it could be somebody who needs to break loose of the energies of the earth, and they don't want to be courted. And so they may be moving around, but they may feel a little flighty because they don't have a place to call home all the time. So it's the whole thing deals with the energy of courtings. And infinite sadness is definitely a courting issue, because whatever you're connected to is connected to you, bringing you that sadness, because you have to have a thought in order to have anything happen to you. Okay, now we're going to do today. You just did yesterday, and here we go. Infinite sadness clearing. Here we go. So this is kind of the problem with life. Everybody, like I said, has some type of issue. And once you can maybe pull it out and look at it, then, you know, you can release it. And until you do that, it's very, very hard to do. I mentioned on one of the shows, it may have been on the other radio program, Ask One Radio, that I have on Mondays at, I think it's 7 o'clock PST, okay? We were doing a thing where we do an affirmation. Did you hear about this one, Ann, about the affirmation about you want to love something out of your life?
I did not.
Oh, well, this is a good one. I've been telling people this for probably 15 years or so, maybe even longer, maybe 20 years, and most people don't even like it, because when I mention it, they think that I'm bringing them bad Scoobies, you know. But what you do is you want to love this, whatever the situation is, out of your life. So you do an affirmation, and the affirmation would be, let's just say that you have, I don't know. People always have financial difficulties, so normally they have that. So we'll deal with this one easily. You can also think of cancer or something else that's more life-threatening. But so let's say that you're unemployed for a while. So what you want to do is an affirmation, and you have to love it out of your life. So the affirmation is, I love, say, not having money, or I love having cancer, okay? Something like that, okay? Whatever the issue is that you're dealing with. Now, this is just to get you into the door. This is like the chapter of the book. Okay, I love being in poverty. I love the anxiety, something like that, okay, of not having money. So you have to love it out of your life. So you first create the first sentence, okay? So you have to love it, okay? The next one is the core issue. Okay, now this core issue has to go down to actually twist your guts. This has to make you really afraid of what you're going to be saying next. Although for most people, they have a hard time doing this because they think, man, I'm going to bring this negative affirmation to me. So let's say that the money issue would be, I love not having money. And the second part would be, and maybe I love being homeless. That could be an issue for somebody. I love dumpster diving, eating out of a trash can. I love not being able to pay my bills. I love selling all my personal belongings to get money, something like that. You have to find something on the second part, and you could add two second parts to it, but you get something that when you say it, you want to feel that intensity in your body like you want to throw up, okay? And when you get that point, or when you know what that is, and it may take you maybe three or four of these first love scenarios to get down to the final core of it. And what you're doing is you're grabbing the bull by the horns and you're looking the bull right in the eyes. This is actually the negativity that's stored inside of you, okay? And these words that you're saying actually have the power over you, okay? Now, when you get done with this here, you want to say it probably 500 to 1,000 times. Now, if you say it 100 times and it hasn't grabbed hold of you yet, then your affirmation is not negative enough, okay? You haven't found the thing that's really bothering you. So some people, when they find it, they start crying instantly, and that's what you want to find. You want to get to that point. So you keep saying it over and over again, and you hit and you say the one that puts you in the most anger, the most fear, whatever that would be there, the most reactive thing. So I love this thing, whatever it is, because you have to love it out of your life, and I love the way it makes me feel. This is the second part of it, okay? And what will happen is you're going to go along and start feeling, you know, maybe okay at first, and you go, this is a bunch of BS. I don't understand what Ron told me to do. It's not making sense in my mind. And all of a sudden, it's going to catch. And when it catches, then now you're on the emotional roller coaster ride and being very gentle. It could be like the ride to hell, okay? And you keep saying it, and you're going to feel awful. Could break out into a sweat, could start crying, your body could shake. Remember, when this is going through this process, you're releasing this stuff out of you. It's like going to a sauna. And you keep saying it and saying it, and eventually you're going to hit bottom. Now, when you hit bottom, you're going to know it because it's going to be very upsetting to you. And then as you keep saying it, you're going to start raising above and getting above the issue. And maybe after 100 times or more, you may have been crying, you know, hysterically at the bottom, and now you're going to be crying with laughter at the very top end because you got through the issue instantly. And this could take you an hour to 2 hours to do. Most people need an hour typically. And once you get out of it, then you're going to realize, and this is very important to you to understand, you're going to realize how these letters, remember, we're controlled by words, and how do these letters, which make up a word, have power over you. They're just letters. And once you understand that and get it, you're going to go through an immense, quick, fast healing. Now, if for some reason you get to the bottom of it and you're almost there and you feel like throwing up because it's a big issue and maybe it's a life, say, quote, learning lesson for you, people will talk about that you came here to experience this issue. Well, maybe this is the one you're dealing with, okay, that the dark side gave you to suffocate you to death. So you may want to get a friend with you and say, I need some help here. Can you just stand by for maybe an hour or two? And your friend may have the same issue as you, just maybe not quite as deep. And have them say it with you. But always write down on a piece of paper before you start a couple of good things to say about yourself, you know, whatever that is. I love myself. I'm a beautiful person. You know, people love me. Just something that's positive in case you can't get your way up from the bottom. But if you get to the bottom or close to it and you want to give up, you're going to probably feel awful for a week because now the issue's around you and you're in it up to your eyeballs, okay, or maybe even past that. So you want to continue on with it. Otherwise, you're going to probably feel traumatized. And once you get out of this here, you're going to say, wow. Now, if for some reason the issue is still with you, then pick a second one. and it might be another onion peel, okay? And this is a very quick way to get out of stuff. So like I said, initially people are going to tell you, you know, as I tell them to do this here, people look at me sometimes like, are you crazy? Why do I want to bring this negativity to me? I don't want to bring this to me. You know, you're drawing all this energy to me. I say, well, you already have it, you know, so you're just getting it out of you. So you're not bringing in more. You're just releasing it out of your body. This is the whole process that we're doing on this show. For every one of these healings that we do, for sample healings and what you do online, we're releasing the crud out of you. This is another way to do it. So I'll just turn it over to you, Ann. Maybe there's something on the fast chat or something, or somebody wants to call in and share. Maybe they've done this here by hearing the Ask One radio program that I was on. I don't know, but back to you, Ann.
Okay. First of all, I want to correct something. I do recall that. When you first said it, it didn't pop into my mind, but I actually did some work with this, and I had a lot of success. So I appreciate you going through it all again. And one, I actually have mentioned on this radio show in the past when I've hosted that I've had a big issue really my whole life about being overweight and how upsetting that is and having no confidence and always just in my mind beating myself up. And I, because of the healings we've done, it's actually finally gone.
Oh, that's
the
great
combination of the healings and doing exactly this. As you were speaking, I was remembering some of the things I said to myself. You know, I love my fat. I love feeling ugly. I love feeling unlovable. And it's hard, but it's so worth it, and it's so worth going through that exercise. So I really recommend it very highly. And some people on the fast chat are saying how that it has helped them. Joni and I think Kimberly, I don't know if she's saying she tried it or not. And I just wanted to, you know, not to go too far back. I'm sorry, I'm trying to keep track of this. But Kimberly told a wonderful story about actually asking for entity clearings from the light beings and seeing them moving their hands in front of her like windshield wipers, moving their arms
great.
And hands in front of her and removing the entities. So, excuse me. I just wanted to share that beautiful thought.
Oh, that's great.
And, yeah, there are several people on, so I hope I haven't missed any healing requests, but let's see. Right, Heal says this program or method you just talked about is like surgery versus putting a Band-Aid on something.
It is. It goes very deep very quickly.
Right. And yep, it is wonderful if you have someone that can support you a little bit while you're doing it.
Sometimes, yeah, you know, if you're not strong enough. Like you said, you don't know where you're going to be in the middle of it, you know, because you don't know how much intensity is on that. Some people, when I've told them about this here, they said, well, Ron, I tried it for a half an hour. Nothing happened.
Right.
And I said, well, you didn't get the issue yet. You know, you just went into the mind, and the mind gave you something just to pacify yourself, to take up the time. So you have to go a little deeper. Get something else that bothers you.
Right.
And then they'll look at something and, you know, say, oh, yeah, this one here kind of feels hurtful when I look at it. But, you know, they're still a little apprehensive because they feel like they got burned, like, you know, like putting your finger in the fire. And they go, I don't know if I want to go that deep with this here. Well, it's your own healing. How deep do you want to go? And remember, you're clearing out your ancestors' stuff, so don't ever think or feel that it's your stuff. They gave this crap to you. So don't feel responsible. You are responsible to get rid of it.
But right.
You're not, you know, don't feel responsible because you have it, okay? You didn't create it. You're just living that experience. You're just living this program. So somehow, you know, the big computer that you are, you know, selected a file folder and, you know, put it on, and now you're playing with this here, and this is how your life is going. Some people, you look at them and you wonder, gee, you know, everything in their life works, you know, at least on the outside, and you wonder, how can that happen? You know, I'm having this problem and that problem. Well, maybe they're not living in the moment. Maybe they're just living, you know, in la-la land and nothing bothers them. You know, they always say life is great and good. Or maybe they somehow had a lot of clearings and somehow they feel much better. Maybe they're more in the moment than most people. Remember, when you're in the moment, the stuff drops away, but your body still has it. So I don't want to confuse people by saying by being in the moment is wonderful, because it is, but your physical body is what you're living in. And you'd like to live longer in your body. And your body needs the healing. You know, if you could ask your body, say, what do you need? It'll say, man, give me all the healings that you can get, because I'm suffering. And this is the whole process of this show, is to get this stuff out of your genetics. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and in perfect timing, we do have a request for a healing sample from New, the mind of the body. Can we do a little sort of, it's perfect timing, if that's possible, to do that sample?
Yeah, so this one here I recommend doing after the death barcode, but, you know, it works anyway. But the death barcode, the mind of the body needs to get jump-started, okay? So the mind of the body is your healer, your internal healer in your body. This is what we call it, the mind of the body. And this is how your cuts heal. This is how your body actually functions and, you know, lives. And when the mind of the body gets traumatized, paralyzed, overwhelmed, then it doesn't work too well. And this is why you notice as people get older, they go, why don't I heal quite as well as I used to? Well, it's because the mind of the body is suffering, you know. So here we go. Let's go back 5 days. So this is the mind of the body. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days. Oh, boy. 4 days again. Wow. Okay, 4 days cleared. 3 days, cleared, there we go, 2 days, cleared, yesterday, cleared, and today, cleared. Okay, let's. I'm seeing something here as I'm doing this here. There's some energetic energy from the alien life forms, okay? We normally take care of this on the 8-hour calls. On Sundays, we have one this coming Sunday, but there's like problems where the secretions, remember these things live in you and also urinate and have feces, okay? And when this happens, it slows your body down or maybe causes you to have maybe a lump on your body or something like that, or fatty tissue, etc. So we're going to take some of this away from the mind of the body here. I think it's a suffering in this doo-doo. So here we go. Take away 5 days of the stuff around it here. Here we go. It's just swimming in the mire of stuff here. There we go. Coming out. And just see if your body gets a surge of energy right now. Maybe this might help and promote more healing for you. And this is also on the website, $30 a month, under alien attack removal. And there we go. Okay. 4 days. This is rough, too. I don't know what happened 4 days ago, but 3 and 4 days is very, very rough for somebody out there. Oh, man. Okay, 3 days. Okay. Two days. And yesterday, and today, this is taking away the energetic, I'll just call it sludge to give it a more simpler, lighter name. So here we go, taking away the sludge here from you, energetic sludge that's preventing the mind of the body from seeing what is going on. Remember, it's up to its eyeballs and ears with this stuff here. So this may help you out with healing. If you feel your body energy change, normally you can detect it physically by a warmth or tingles in your body. You might be yawning a lot. That's a good indication, too. Oh, boy. Okay. And back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, Someone asked if the Mind of the Body Clearing is on the website, and I answered yes, but I'll just share that out loud. And Kimberly is, asking my questions. Can the mind of the body, or Kimberly and New, I'm sorry, clear fat buildup? And, I know I've brought this up on some of the healings, and I have to say that I have felt a big shift in how I feel about my body more than, well, I've actually have lost some weight, but also I just think I've dropped that mental anguish and, it's suffering and, constantly just looking in the mirror and feeling bad. And I think it was, interestingly, the real icing on the cake of that clearing was the shadow body clearings that we did. And so, of course, I, as you might guess, because I'm on this call as a co-host, I cannot recommend all of Ron's healings highly enough, and especially the 8-hour calls, which there's another one this Sunday. I just feel completely different. And I actually wrote to Ron today that I did exactly what Ron said happens, which is that if I don't keep track of all the changes and the specific things that are happening to me as they're happening, I forget. And I always feel that I have not shown Ron and Creation Lightship enough gratitude, because I'm just all of a sudden feeling very connected to my spirit, very happy and healthy and confident and just wonderful in so many ways and lighter. But that I don't feel I have the words, because it sort of evaporates because you change so much. And
yeah,
I know Ron, you ask for feedback, and I've been one of the people that have been not very verbal, and I haven't been doing exactly what you asked us to do, because you're right, it goes away. You forget who you used to be.
Yeah, that's a good way of saying it. Yeah, and another, it's like when you have pain. When you have pain, you know that you have pain because you're living right now in pain. But once the pain goes away, if anybody thinks of something that happened to them, a month ago where they had pain in their body, maybe they, stubbed their toe or hurt their elbow or finger or whatever it was,
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it right now, you don't really resonate to it because you don't have it. So you forget about it. Well, this is the way these clearings work. It puts you into the moment. And the past is released.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you want to get out of, is your past. And so, that's the whole thing. I had a question here about self-esteem and confidence, how to bring that in more. I would say do the negative affirmation. That's what I call it. People look at me like I'm nuts, like I say. Doing that negative affirmation, they go, wait a minute. So let's see, for self-esteem, what would it be? It'd be maybe how people view you, possibly, and you're bringing on that projection of how people are transmitting their energies of maybe not liking you or you're not good enough. That's one way, I would think. Another thing for self-esteem is maybe your parents beat you up a lot. Maybe you think you're not doing enough a lot in your life. You're putting in 10 hours a day and you think you have to put in 14. And at that point, you feel like, you're not good enough, So self-esteem goes all different directions. So I would do a negative affirmation on that. Can you think of one for that, Ann? I'll put you on the spot here.
confidence.
What would you start off with on self-esteem? I love beating myself up. I love feeling unworthy. I love
being nervous all the time. I love being nervous all the time.
Love being nervous, yeah. Love being in anxiety. Maybe you're afraid. Let's just say that you're having financial difficulties, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you probably have already had maybe 300 phone calls. Maybe you get 3-4 a day from the bill collector, right? And so the phone rings and your stomach gets twisted, You go, oh, God, another one of these calls again, And so, maybe you're in that situation to where you go, I'm in fear of having my phone ring, And then the person comes on the phone, for instance, and they say, well, this is ABC Collection Agency, and we have this bill that's $5,000. When can you pay this here? And you say, well, I can only afford $5. They go, well, I don't want $5. We got to split the money. You know, we get half of what you pay us, and it's not worth, you know, $2.50 for me to talk to you for 5 minutes to get $2.50 out of you, you know, something like that. But, you know, aside from that, maybe you're in turmoil because of that, you know, and that could be self-esteem. So anyway, so the affirmation would be maybe, you know, I feel like I'm hopeless. Maybe you do feel hopeless. I feel stuck. I love feeling stuck. I love feeling stuck in my life. I love feeling unmotivated. And then the next thing is, you know, I love the way maybe I sabotage myself. I love the way I can't get up in the morning. I love the way I oversleep. I love the way I overeat. You know, there's all different things there. And, you know, and then you can also add a second part after that, number three, you know, and, you know, I love the way I overeat, and I love the way I'm getting fat, and I love the way people look at me. And I walk into the store and people look at me, you know, so, you know, anything like that, you know, where you're becoming self-conscious. I love being self-conscious. All these things are probably what you don't want to even talk about, but that's happening in your life. So I would probably start something like that, whatever that would be, and, you know, just hit it. And you can, you know, you don't have to do it in your house. You can do it in your car driving someplace, you know. But remember, you may hit that bottom point to where all of a sudden it catches on. First, a mental thing, and then as you say it, you're going to go through the emotional roller coaster ride to hell, and you may even throw up, okay? And whatever that is, it's still energy leaving you. So you want to do be in a safe place, you know, for yourself. But whatever it is, you know, just think of the issues. Write them down on a piece of paper. And the one that's the hardest to write or that you're evading is the one that you really need to do. And so, hope that helped you, okay? So, I guess back to you,
That was Anne. Wonderful, Ron. Thank you. Okay.
I don't know if we switched, I don't know if we're sideways or not, but...
No, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. It's kind of like the tougher it is, you've got to keep going.
Yeah. But knowing that this only takes 2 hours.
Right,
so typically,
right.
For most people, you know, 2 hours is plenty of time to get rid of this issue.
That's wonderful.
And like I said, you're going to look at the words and look at those letters and take the letters
right.
apart in the word and go, man, these letters, you know, like alphabet soup, all of a sudden made a word, and I'm traumatized with this stupid word that society put on me, that how I label myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's amazing.
Okay, I actually have a request on the fast chat. And I just wanted to say, well, let me just say it's from Mike, and he's requesting cording for us to cut cording from people. But I also wanted to mention that I have a friend who, you know, we do tests with the pendulum, and hopefully we're connected to our spirit when we do that. And we do get that the same person is constantly cording. So I don't know exactly what Mike means. He said that three people. I don't know if that's something new or... But I just wanted to, well, do two things. One is request that you do that healing for us and cut cords.
Sure.
And then just ask, what's going on when someone, or what could we do to stop that finally for ourselves so that this person could stop attaching?
Well, what I suggest doing after you cut the cord, take that cord and plug it into the sun. So the sun has infinite energy. Because just by taking the cord away, it'll help you, but then the person is going to know that they're not connected to you. They lost the energy. Remember, the cord
okay.
is to get energy or to get you to respond a certain way. So if you plug it into the sun, because the sun is an infinite supply of energy, they're not going to know that they're disconnected from you as easily. So you may be okay for maybe a couple of weeks or more.
Okay.
So you might try that. So here we go. This is a cording here. So... looks like we had, I believe it said three people, so let's do three people. So person number one, so just select person number one. It could be anybody. It could be your spouse, could be your children, could be the person you work with, your boss, your neighbor, you know. So here we go, whatever it is, whoever it is. Whatever it is. Uh-oh, that gets to be kind of woo-woo, doesn't it?
Who or what, right?
Yeah,
well, Mike specifically said people, but...
Oh, no.
Right?
Gotta get on the 8-hour call. Or at least do the $30 a month thing, you know. Here we go. We're taking away this cord here. Oh, good grief. Another one of those sayings. There's not many sayings out these days, is there? Maybe I'm getting too old.
Not many sayings, did you say?
Yeah. You know, it used to be a lot of things, you know, that people used to say in passing, you know, different words and things. You know, the, what people talk about now is God bless. That's all I hear is God bless
you.
Oh, don't do that, please.
Well, we learned from the Seinfeld show about when someone sneezes, we just say, "You are so good-looking." I don't know if you remember that part, but he said, why don't you say something that makes people feel good? Tell them how good-looking they are. And that's much better than the bless you.
Yeah, so here we go. Number two, cord being released here. This feels heavy also. This almost feels like a couple of parents here.
When may I ask a question, Ron?
Yeah.
When you're doing this, for instance, or I connect to my spirit and ask to have cords disconnected, do the light beings go to that person as well? Like, does that bring that person to the attention of the light beings and they are healing that person to prevent them from continuing to cord? Or is it only centered on me?
Sometimes. Sometimes if you do a lot of work with me, the light beings will be with you to help out. Otherwise, your spirit is going to have to release the cords, and you may have to actually instruct it how to do that, okay? Because your spirit may not even understand or know about that, okay? Now we're doing number three here. So what you can do is just kind of maybe just visualize like this garden hose attached to you or something,
mm-hmm.
and just pull this thing out of you if you can feel it attaching to you. Normally they're in the back side of you. Women who have children and parents will just say, but probably mainly women more than men, will attach to their child from the front side. Because they think that they're giving them love energy, and also they're able to psychically watch them. Where on the back side of you, that's where people sneak in and try to take your energy without you knowing it. So they come in from the back door. And this is why the back side of people, that's probably why people have backaches and things, because they're being corded.
Right.
Actually, when the energy leaves, your body has a problem, okay, and you wonder why your back went out. Well, it probably went out because of all the cords that you have on you. Okay, there we go. That's the third one done. In fact, let me release some cords. We'll just do it in people's necks, okay? You've heard the phrase, you know, pain in the neck. Well, let's get them out of your neck here, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. And the guy, you know, you make my skin crawl. You know, that's another thing you could look at as alien stuff. But there's a lot of those old sayings that you don't hear any longer, you know? At least I don't hear them from people.
Maybe it's the company we keep now.
Yeah, it could be, I guess. Yeah. We got a caller. Wow.
Hello.
Hi, yeah, who's this?
Yeah, I'm on.
Hi.
Hello. Yes, can you hear me?
Hear you loud and clear.
Okay, can I make a comment?
Yeah, sure. Any comment's good.
Okay, my comment is this, that when you try to make friends with somebody, it seems that their entities want to jump into you and take control over you if you become friends with them. And it's like they're threatening you and they say, well, you become friends and I'll jump into you and take you over and destroy the friendship. So really, all you can do is back off and really stay with the light beings and be happy with the relationship that they give to us and be thankful and grateful for that. And that's all we can really do in these different cases. And that's my comment.
That's very, very good. Yes, uh-huh. Remember, like, you know, entities, like you're saying, will jump into you or, you know, you see people, you know. Just think of, you know, like I use the example of going into a bar, you know. The entities see you walking outside the bar. Maybe you have a tendency to like a certain drink, and they already know that. And so they hop into you and make your body walk into that bar. Now, lo and behold, all of the entity's friends are in the bar, too. And so the entities are having a party. You're just along for the ride to pay for the booze, you know? And, you know? And so you're actually, it's entities talking and chatting with entities, right?
Yeah.
And, they may come through and talk about their own experience or kind of relate through your experience of what they went through in their lifetime. And all of a sudden your personality changes. And the more you drink, the more it changes, because the more entities can hop into you. And that's why it's so hard to, what I hear you saying in a roundabout way, is that as you get yourself more cleared out, you tend not to want to be around people because you see all their crud and you don't want to live there any longer. Is that what you're saying, Larry?
Yes. Exactly, yes.
Yeah, it's interesting to start to connect those dots a little bit, you know. And this is why I tell some people, you know, that you may want to divorce your parents or your family, okay? You want to get them energetically out of your life. Otherwise, they're going to try to run their life through you. This is why on the website we have a clearing for I forgot what it's exactly called, but it's maybe a sibling and also parental clearing, okay? I think it's probably maybe courting or something like that, but it allows you to get rid of the energy that you know, are being brought forth by your parents wanting them to live their life through you, because they're older and they think they know better, and they may know better. But, you know, you want to do it your own way, but yet when you start to do it your own way, they go, no, you should be doing it this way instead. And, you know, and they could actually be right, but they're still trying to impose their free will. I would think if they were to talk to you and say, you know, I did it your way initially when, you know, I was younger, and this is what happened to me, so I'm trying to give you some insight. But that would be more of a consultation. But normally I think parents probably court you, and they want to live their life through you because you're younger and you're more vibrant, and they want to actually experience life through you, you know. And to me, it's real sad about watching, you know, like I mentioned before, young children playing sports, and the parents are out there yelling and screaming and rooting the poor kid on to do these, you know, feats of magic, we'll say, on the field of whatever they're doing, you know. We'll just use the word, you know, football, and hurting his body because his parents are egging him on to do more and more and to cause more harm to the people that he's playing with, you know, to hit him harder. And then as you get older, in fact, this is true of most athletes, you look at him and you go, man, how come your body's so messed up? You know, they get to be 18 to 25 and they're limping around and their back hurts. Well, it's because they went for the glory, we'll say, when they were just growing up, when their body started to grow and mature, and they were forced on through the thoughts of their parents, and maybe even entities coming into them. Maybe the poor child's 8 years of age playing football, and all of a sudden an entity comes in that's maybe 25, 30 years of age, who maybe is a professional football player, and they come into that poor little boy, and all of a sudden the kid, you know, is like a dynamo, you know. He's great at what he's doing, but the entity doesn't care if it hurts the body or not, or breaks bones or tears cartilage. It could care less. And then all of a sudden the kid gets older, and you probably know things about this too, and all of a sudden, they're daredevil people, and then all of a sudden the person maybe dies or something. You go, what happened to them? Did a really foolish thing? Well, the entity's doing it. Now the entity's in somebody else doing the same thing. The person's already dead. So anyway, that's kind of a grim story, but that does happen. That's life here. So you have to protect your body. And your body is what you have that's precious. This is why we have clearings for your body, to get rid of this stuff. So back to you, Ann, and our show is coming to a close, looks like, here. We're at the hour point here.
Well,
get enough healings here for people.
Yeah, and if we just want to close on, well, two things. One is that I believe it was Annika, and I just closed off my fast chat by mistake, mentioned this. You did just add, I believe today, a lot of the seventh generational clearings, and that's exciting. And I don't know if it's possible anymore to still do a sample of one or if it's even appropriate to do that. And then also I just wanted to mention that, well, first of all, it's so fun to do these calls. So I encourage everyone, when you can, to come on and support Ron. And it's $60 to be a guest host, and it's really a fun thing to do. And also this Sunday at 10 o'clock is the organ rejuvenation, and it just feels wonderful. We take all sorts of things out of our physical organs, and of course all of Ron's healings are wonderful and peaceful. So I don't know if we have time to talk for you to talk a little about the seventh generation healings or do a sample of one perhaps.
It's a little harder to do a sample. What you have to get done first is this lifetime. And then after you get this lifetime done, then you go into the seven generational ones. And that's kind of going back basically to maybe 1850s, hypothetically, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be, past the 1800s. But basically, that's the thought that you're mainly living that's resurfacing now. I've had a couple people that I did in the past a while back. It's been quite a while, but I went through 15 generations, and they said they felt wonderful after getting a second batch of that. But you could probably do that if you wish, maybe do two of the, seven generations and just see how it works out if you have an issue in a certain location. But typically, I think seven generations, including this lifetime, is what most people need to get more stuff out of them. Like I said, this show is all about getting stuff out of you, and that brings more of your spirit in. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. If you're interested in the calls this month, we have actually four calls, and the cost for that is $200, and it would be 28 hours of conference call time. May sound like a lot to you, but boy, it's definitely worth it. And it'll be three back-to-back Sundays for 8 hours apiece. And then the third Saturday, which I think is the 19th, is the four-hour Saturday call, and the next day is Sunday. And the four-hour call is for Ascension. So it's $200 for yourself. If you have a husband, wife, or somebody living with you, then they're $100 for an adult. And if your children are 18 years old, living at home, then they're free. And naturally, animals and pets are free, too. Or if you have a child that's outside of your household, then they're $100 also. And it can be absentee. So if you say, gee, Ron, I just can't, take the time for 8 hours, well, just get on the call and you can become absentee. It works the same. May not work quite as fast because the light beings are a little more gentle with you, because you're not listening to what's actually happening. So maybe it takes an extra few days, but you're going to be in the light ship for the whole month. And they're taking you in the quarantine rooms and taking out these ET alien stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know what some of that stuff is, you can go on to the BBS archives here on 11-30-07, 11-30-07, or 10-10-08. And those two calls... we did it live, and we took out a lot of these ET critters. And if you just can't get on the call and you want to have some work done on you, I don't think it would be as much, but it does work. People get on it all the time. You can go on for $30 a month and do the alien parasite release, alien attack part. There's a bunch of stuff on there, lots of it. But personally... with the dedication to get on for 8 hours, they'd get a lot more work done. I don't think most people are going to be able to sit and do the website continuously for 8 hours. You know how the mind takes you off, and you might feel dedicated to do it maybe one day for a couple hours, and then after a week, you forgot about it. So it's a wonderful thing, and also you may want to get the death barcode taken off of you. So anyway, I guess we'll close the show here. Tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. But you can go on to healingcreationlightship.com if you want to give me an email about it. I think it's posted now on the website. Just pay for it with PayPal, and it will send you the conference call phone number and PIN number. And the call phone number from last time has changed, and so has the PIN number. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and thank you, Ann, for coming on board here.
Thank you for having me, Ron, and thank you, everyone.
Put in some peace energy in the light beam so you can scroll down on the monitor screen here and bring the light beam up, and we'll bring in some peace. Because today is Friday, and there's a lot of trauma and stuff that we had during this week here. This must have been a rough week for people. So here we go. I'll count to 10. It'll come in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and it'll be with you until probably, we'll leave it for an hour here. There we go. We'll energize it for an hour. So blessings to all of you, and we'll see you later, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.